Thank you. All right, Nia, you've got the ball in your court.
Okay. Did everybody get the current audit committee report? And I sent the one from last April where the motion was in. Did everybody get those two documents? One person replied and said thanks, so I know if she got it, then the rest of you got it. Okay. The motion as it stands this year is the audit committee will immediately review the auditor's 2010 management letter in relation to the Pacifica Financial Policies and Procedures Manual adopted in 2007 and then develop recommendations for remedial action. That was number one. Number two, the audit committee recommends that the PNB adopt the following motion. The PNB directs the executive director and chief financial officer to immediately begin working in conjunction with the audit committee on a plan based on the 2007 Financial Policies and Procedures Manual that will A, address the deficiencies identified in the management letter, and B, establish adequate internal controls for accurate financial reporting. The PNB further directs the executive director and the chief financial officer to provide written report at least 3 days in advance of oral progress reports at each PNB teleconference and each in-person PNB meeting until all these issues have been addressed. Second. And like I said, that did not come from the committee. It was just a lesson learned while going through what the auditor said, and pretty much what we had last year was apropos this year. And that's why I decided to bring it back.
Thank you. So for the record, this is a motion brought by Bediako and seconded by Johnson. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, discussion on the motion. Arlene?
Yeah.
Here. Oh, hold on, we got another tangle of cords going on. There you go.
Just watch out for these ice
trees. I don't want to create a lake up here. The only comment I have is that I'm wondering if we should consider amending that to be either every regular meeting or one meeting a month or something, because recently we've been meeting every week, and I'd hate to think that Laverne's got to try to get reports out every 3 days ahead of every weekly meeting. She'll spend her entire life doing nothing but repeating the same reports.
Okay, Arlene, I will welcome that. However, what I think we need to do is to fix the former, which is not to have a meeting every 2 weeks. This is not the only thing I have in my life. Once a month meeting plus committee meetings, I think that is sufficient.
Thank you, Nia. I would tend to agree with that, although some people think we need to meet every 2 weeks. But are you willing to accept the friendly amendment that your motion calls for a once monthly report to the regular meeting? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Your other points are well taken, trust me.
Yes.
Thank you. Alex?
I would like to register my objection to not the motion. I have an amendment to the motion, but I would like to register my objection to the report itself, to the following sections of the report. And I'd like this duly noted.
Alex, I think we have to take the motion that's on the floor, and we can come back to the report.
Okay. My amendment to the motion is, let me find it. That's fine. Where it says...
If I might bring up a point of order, it has been recommended to me by a parliamentarian who's been spending lots of time with my local station board recently that it might be best practice of boards to approve or disapprove reports which are provided to the committee, board. You know that we accept a report or we reject it. That doesn't prevent the person from submitting a report. And this would have to probably be voted on by the body if that's a practice we wish to adopt. But this came back to bite me that I had given a report on something but didn't get it approved by the board, so they got to come and reconsider it like two more times, even though nobody had objected to it when I gave the report. So this might be a consideration for the board.
Shouldn't we be discussing the report first before the proposal that comes out of the report?
This seems this is an interesting situation. She brought forward a motion straight up out of the report. So, but her motion's on the floor right now. I don't think we can just dispose of it.
Okay.
So I think we're going to have to revisit the report after the motion. Okay, thank you.
then I would like to...
Go ahead and do your amendment now, Alex. I'm just...
Okay. Well, there's a couple of different versions. Okay.
Speak into the microphone.
Yes, and please speak into the microphone.
Where it says the PNB directs the executive director and chief financial officer to immediately begin working in conjunction with the audit committee on a plan based on the 2007 Financial Policies and Procedures Manual, and the rest of it is fine. I would like to amend that to say to immediately begin working in conjunction with the audit committee and the National Finance Committee on a plan.
Go ahead, Nia.
Yes.
You're simply proposing to make it a joint effort?
Each committee can have... There's different aspects of this issue that each committee can address.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, Nia. I don't want to get into too much back and forth, but you are the maker of the motion, so please respond, and then I will take other people's commentary. Thank you.
I'm just trying to think about Sarbanes-Oxley and the California Integrity Act of 2004. I wish if Ross were here. Or do you remember? You can't, I'm trying to think, I know you can't have overlapping membership, but I don't think that there's anything that precludes you from working together, because actually, back in 2007, when LaVarne was the chair of the Finance Committee and I was the chair of the Audit Committee, we did work together to do the Policies and Procedures Manual. So I don't have an objection to that as long as the work gets done, and I think it might be a good idea as long as it's productive. So I don't mind. I will do whatever is necessary in order to help.
I'll still be chair here, so I see you all. Thank you. I got you, Campbell.
My goal is to get us out of this. Mm-hmm. I repeat this a zillion times. I don't mind. That's okay with me. I don't have an issue with that.
Point of information on that. According to, first of all, our bylaws do not allow members of the National Finance Committee to be members of the Audit Committee and vice versa. That's in our bylaws.
That's what I just
said. Okay, we got to move on. I'll acknowledge you again. Don't
but legally, you can be a member of both as long as you don't have a preponderance of Finance Committee members on the Audit Committee or vice versa.
Okay. Is this germane to the discussion? We're talking about essentially a joint effort by both committees to work on the present problems with the CFO and the ED, right? Is that a correct understanding of what we're talking about?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome.
That sounds as though something that might move things forward. However, if we were paying close attention, we would remember that what Nia is speaking to is something that was first presented in April, and it has not been acted on yet. Now, I think that good ideas to move forward with the motion as described, as laid forth, and if there is some engagement later on that the Finance Committee has pursuant to these findings, then that would be appropriate. But one of the things that I think Nia had mentioned is the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, and that puts a responsibility on the Audit Committee of the board. And so I think that it's important for the Audit Committee to be able to discharge its responsibility, and then where things go from there, that's fine. But this leaves an individual responsibility.
I have one question as a point of information. You keep saying it was presented in April. Just Nia, I don't recall. Was it presented to the Finance Committee? Was it presented to the whole board? I don't recall as Finance Committee chair having seen this.
It was presented in your city with your lovely son and your mom
there.
Oh, I mean
at the in-person meeting.
At the in-person meeting.
Thank you.
And that's what happened. And then when I asked you about it and asked LeVar, I said that they were busy with budgets in the Finance Committee, and that's why we weren't able to get to it. However, in terms of shared responsibilities, I have also at the bottom, as I always do, if you guys want to scroll down further in the document, I take off my shoes, my feet are getting hot.
Shared
responsibilities. The Finance Committee ensures that budgets and financial statements are prepared. The Audit Committee has oversight for ensuring that reports are received, monitored, and disseminated appropriately. So we can overlap, Campbell. I don't I don't see anything there to preclude us. The Finance Committee monitors financial transactions. The Audit Committee makes sure they are done according to policies with adequate controls. The Finance Committee provides guidance about what can be done. The Audit Committee ensures that independent oversight occurs. So I think that we, considering the hole that we're in and the predicament, I think that I really don't object to working cooperatively, respectfully, and effectively.
Thank you. Together. Thank you. And I do appreciate that collegiality. I'm going to let other people speak now since both of you have gotten to do a bit of back and forth hashing out the details here. Arlene, and then Bill, and then Carolyn, and then Tracy.
Very briefly, I think that that basically sets up the same committee that Ross was talking about in his report today, and I think that would be ideal.
Okay. Bill?
Well, that's kind of what I was going to say. Let me just quote from the management letter. Ross Wisdom, the IR auditor, said, form a task force, parenthesis, e.g., executive director, chief financial officer, and selected members of the finance, audit, and executive committees, which I assume would mean coordinating committee, to develop this plan. So, I'd like to just, I'd rather not just get hung up on exactly who has to be on the committee. I don't want to force everybody on both committees to be on it. We already have problems reaching quorum. And if we force people that really aren't committed or don't have time, we'll end up having too big a committee to get stuff done, and we won't meet quorum. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just let the people who are interested in from either of those committees and who really commit to work on this plan and help to be on the committee. So can we – would that be okay with everybody?
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. And Carolyn, I just want to clarify one thing. My take on what the auditor said when he said executive committee is that that meant officers, because those are the executives on the board. We don't have an executive committee per se, but we didn't.
There's no bylaws prohibits an executive committee. Let me get
thank you. Okay. Well, that's what I was under the impression, but that's what I took to be his meaning, but I could be wrong about that. But we can hash that out later, too. So, Carolyn, it's your. Oh, go ahead, Bill.
And also, you know, pretty soon we need to either figure out how we're going to implement everything in that management letter, or say why we're not, and
mm-hmm.
or when we're going to do it.
Remember, we're all liable. Carolyn, please, yeah. And then
thank
Tracy.
You. I think the word task force probably is operative, which means you don't need all members, so the question of overlapping memberships is moot. If you just have an odd number of people on the committee, maybe three from each of those two committees, plus officers, if that's what you want, that would probably solve the problem, and that's a workable number. If you start putting every member on, you'll never get together for
so
a meeting.
So what was the number you proposed?
Well, an odd number.
Oh, yes, always an odd number.
When it came to voting. If everybody's a voting member, you need an odd number just so you don't have ties all the time.
Yeah. Okay, Tracy?
It doesn't have to be an odd number.
Okay. No crosstalk. I'll get
Sorry.
Back to you. Don't worry.
I'm out of order. You're right.
No problem. Thank you. Is there anyone else who wants to comment on this? Camry?
Let's just get the job done.
Are you calling the question?
Calling the question, the answer, the... No, seriously. Sometimes, y'all got to remember, I'm still a baby of the board, but I'm still learning all of the nuances of what to call the motions and all that good stuff. But, no, I'm just saying that, you know, I don't...
Point of order. You're not a baby, or at least an adolescent by now.
Received. I'm just saying that I don't really, from the auditor's report, I don't care what happens as long as there's a merge and some happenings.
So we are forming a committee in compliance with the auditor's recommendations?
Yes.
Is that what we are doing here?
Yes.
Thank you, because that looks so much better on the record. Thank you. Okay. The question has been called. Is there, so moved? Thank you. Is there any objection to calling the question?
I don't object, but could I just have one point of order?
Yes, ma'am.
Can we I'm sorry, Dre. Can we populate it now?
No, I would not suggest that because
okay.
I think
that
will take...
good enough. No means no.
Thank you.
That's
yeah,
okay.
I just don't think we have time this afternoon to stick to our schedule. Yes, and the other committees aren't... very good point. The other committees aren't populated. We've got to elect officers in them. But that can be one of the committees that we populate this weekend, okay? We don't have to wait until a phone meeting. We can do this now, like everything else we should get. Task force. God help us. A nice group of people who are going to help work on this stuff. Okay. The question has been called?
I know, but the motion has been edited to be reread.
The shortened version. Now, shortened version sounds like we were forming a committee in compliance with the auditor's recommendations. Would you like to, Nia, to recapitulate the wording? Would you like to go ahead and take a stab at the wording that incorporates that basic thought?
Just for the record, before we
Of course. Right. Thank you.
Okay. Bill, you want to? Oh, sorry. Bill, you have that open? I'm having a little problem here.
Maybe you could preamble it with a little bit of compliance with the auditor's report as an opening sentence.
Okay, now we're just talking about number two.
This week, Alex mentioned,
Well, I'll just read number two. That, I think this is the part. Number one was review the management letter and develop recommendations. That was for the audit committee. And then number two was the audit committee recommends that the PNB adopt the following motion. The PNB directs the executive director and chief financial officer to immediately begin working in conjunction with the audit committee on a plan based on the 2007 financial policies and procedures manual that will A, address the deficiencies identified in the management letter, and B, establish adequate internal controls for accurate financial reporting. And then there was the part about directing the executive director and CFO to provide poor reports. Are we just putting on part of this?
We can read. We want to change.
Money. Right.
Yeah, may okay.
We're trying. Do you want me to try and do this? Because I'm.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Sorry.
Yes, okay. You are working off of the PNB directs the executive director and CFO. Yeah. That is correct. You're right. So how about in compliance with the auditor's recommendations, the PNB forms a task force comprised of the ED, CFO, and members of the audit and finance committees and officers to implement the recommendations of the auditor. Would that be sufficient?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's Do we have that for the record?
Who was typing?
I didn't make that motion. I was just helping with wording. That's still your motion, okay? Right? Because
That's an amendment. You're right.
I didn't write it down. Somebody write it down.
Somebody needs to make that because I don't make motions, remember, unless I hand this mic.
Got it.
You got it.
But who made the motion for the record? I just helped with wording. That's what I just got asked. So we're good. As amended by Bill?
Yeah, Bill made the amendment.
Alex too. Well, I amended the amendment.
So it's Alex's amendment.
My amendment was
amended. I wanted to change it to task force.
I'm fine with the amendment.
Task force. We changed the wording to task force already. So we got to have something on the record.
Okay.
Alex's amendment seconded by Bill?
No.
Yeah, that's
good. He said he'll forget it. You just go with what Bill said, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is Bill's amendment seconded by whom? Seconded by Campbell. Okay. Thank you. This is Crozier, seconded by Campbell. Thank you. I'm just helping to facilitate wording. That's all I'm doing. Thank you. Distillation of the group thought here. Okay. Thank you. We can now we can move on to discussion of the audit committee report itself. And oh, I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm sorry. We had such good consensus. I just felt it. Are there any objections to the motion as stated? And hearing none, thank you. I just felt the love in the room. Okay. All right. Now we can go back to the audit committee report. Any objections or amendments? You can't really amend somebody else's report, but you can reject acceptance of the report. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. You can note for the record your objections.
Is something else's report.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. We can't, like, just say, you know, we amend your report.
Yeah. If
we want the PNB to move into procedure of Robert's rules of accepting or rejecting reports, I really advise that they first be distributed electronically so that they can be accepted or rejected in consent at the beginning of the meetings, rather than having us get the reports and everybody takes time to
comment.
So I don't think we should move to that kind of a procedure now.
I wasn't even suggesting. I was just saying it.
But
was
in practice, if you want to implement it, anyhow,
I think it would be
for
nice.
Meetings, all reports should really be distributed weeks before the meeting and not be handed out at the meeting.
Hey, I'm guilty too.
Or if necessary, at least a few days.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So now back to Alex was the one who had the objection when we had gone to the motions of nobody minds. State what your objection is, because we can note it for the record, if nothing else.
Okay. Well, there's some wording in here that there's some wording in the report that says we're out of compliance with California Integrity Act of 2004, and I think that's, first of all, it shouldn't be there. It's factually wrong, and I would have proposed removing two or three paragraphs around that statement. But I understand the we have other more pressing items to dispose of. So perhaps we can just table the report till our next meeting and when we have a chance to go through it.
No, we can't table reports. I mean, a report's a report. It lives on its own like a living, breathing entity.
Okay.
Just note an objection for the record, and that way it's objected to. So that's what would be my recommendation, is that you cite the portion of the report to which you object, like you just did,
okay,
and note it for the record.
Do you want me to give you the exact words I'm objecting
to? Please, yes, please say, I object to the following paragraph, and then reiterate what it is.
Okay.
And page number, please.
Okay.
Thank you. That way it can be noted in the minutes, and we can move on.
All right. Yeah, here we go.
Thank you.
Okay. I think it's the second paragraph. It says, it is the audit committee tasked with the selection and recommendation of the organization's auditor. I would strike selection and from that. The audit committee is tasked with the recommendation of the organization's auditor. The selection of the auditor is done by the full board.
So the recommendation?
Second paragraph.
You can't change it, Nia.
I'm just noting
what I
objected.
I'm
actually looking for the California Integrity Act.
Okay. And then the next paragraph, it reads, I would strike this whole paragraph. In 2009, the then interim executive director intercepted the letter of engagement, struck the name of the appropriate signatory, the audit committee chair, herself signed the letter of engagement. In 2010, after the PNB had approved an auditor recommended by the audit committee, national management brought a different auditor to the PNB for approval without consultation or even notice of the audit committee. This was a violation of the California Integrity Act. Okay, I would like that entire paragraph struck. And finally, the next paragraph.
I'll take it.
I would like this one struck as well. While I have a good working relationship and every confidence in the quality of service provided by our current auditor, such practices violate standard operating principles and must not be repeated. I would like all references to our violation of the California Integrity Act basically struck out of this report. I don't think it belongs there, and I don't think it's true.
Thank you. We'll take discussion. Point of order first. Always, Campbell. Don't worry.
Yes. A report is a report. This is not. If he wishes to make a report, I think he should submit. You know,
the minority report.
Right.
But this is the
committee's report.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. And I've written some pretty unpopular reports myself. So, Ken and then Lydia.
I would imagine someday we'll get to the point where we can post these reports on a website, and maybe then it would be appropriate. Reason to have the function of approving or rejecting a report prior to its being posted publicly.
That's why I said we're just noting it to the record.
Having a dissenting report or minority counter report.
Yeah, and at the moment, since we don't have a dissenting report, we're simply noting for the record what the objections are. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak to this? You do have your hand up, don't you? You know, I watch for these subtle clues. People raise an eyebrow at me, and they expect that is acknowledgement. So I watch. I'm like, she wants to speak. Okay. Watch those hands. I'm watching them all. Okay. As anyone who isn't just gesticulating would like to speak right now. No. Okay. All right. I don't, Bill. No, I'm not sure where Ricardo is.
Does anybody know if we get ourselves in trouble leaving this in? Are accepting it if it says we violated?
We're not accepting it because we are not accepting or rejecting reports.
Okay.
Right now, we're just this is we are just receiving her report.
Gotcha.
It has been noted and as an objection to it. And as I said, I have certainly submitted reports that caused lots of people to object to them back home, and that didn't cause anybody to strike my report. So I think until we reach the point,
that
and I agree.
That tells you something.
I must be doing something right.
No.
Anyway, I think we should develop a policy that does accept and reject reports and allows for a minority opinion, but we're not going to do that today. I just think it would be good policy for the future. So we'll discuss that when we have time to discuss policy, all right? Thank you. Is there...
All the questions.
I'm sorry? Nia? Okay. Well, there's no question to be called. We're back to the motion. But, I mean, first let me finish. Is there any other discussion on... No, there isn't. We did the motion. There's nothing. There we go. There is no calling the question, Nia. We're good. There's nothing, right? We're good. Thank you. Thank you. We're noted. We're on the record. We're good. Send a copy to the secretary, please.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on.